Lyft, the second largest ride-sharing company in America, lost $9.5 million last year. Uber, king of the mountain, lost a stunning $1.8 billion last year. But Lyft recently gave the public a look behind the curtains of its business. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. In 2018, 1% of the U.S. workforce, 2 million people, drove for Lyft. Most had full-time jobs. 91% of them drove less than 20 hours a week. Nationally, drivers earned an average of almost $31 an hour that Lyft says is 7% more than 2 years ago. Median hourly earnings? Almost $28. Of course, this is while driving a passenger and before accounting for expenses such as gas and insurance. Recently, Lyft drivers got a break. Instead of only making money while driving a passenger, they now begin earning the moment they accept a job, so they're paid for every minute it takes to get to that passenger. Both Uber and Lyft went public last year, so how long can they keep subsidizing our rides? Shareholders are going to want to see some profits. Prepare to pay more. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.